Halloween is supposed to be a scary time of the year, but you've seen the news.
Real life is so scary. Racism is so scary. Climate change is so scary.
Fear in an Age of Real Life Horror on NPR's Code Switch.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're back with a whole lot of goodies this week as we look at the best albums out on November 1st. We start the show off with Jeff Lynne's ELO and his new album, From Out of Nowhere. This is Jeff Lynne's ELO. The album is From Out of Nowhere, and this is the title cut to it. We're going to start the show off with a couple of veteran artists here at the top, starting with Jeff Lynne and his band ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra. We talked about Neil Young and Crazy Horse last week, and like them, Jeff Lynne is another artist who's been putting out records for nearly 50 years.
Yeah, Neil Young's a little crankier.
A little crankier version of Jeff Lynne's. Well, yeah, Jeff Lynne, I think, sounds like he's in a very good place with this one. It's a record that he says, kind of like the title, came out from out of nowhere. It's only his second album in nearly 20 years.
Yeah, in 2015, ELO put out an album called Alone in the Universe. It was their first album in 14 years. ELO then embarked on this just gigantic world tour, playing massive stadiums. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, and along the way in the last 50 years, he's become a super producer. He was a member of the Traveling Wilburys.
Right.
You know, he's been so etched into the firmament of rock and roll for the last 50 years. And this is a victory lap in the best way.
It's an album that's very much about rediscovering yourself and being reborn and reinvigorated and reconnecting with the things that bring you joy in life. Jeff Lynne's in his 70s now, and he definitely feels renewed on this one. Like, I feel like this record could have come out at any time during the peak ELO run back in like the 70s and 80s. Jeff Lynne's ELO, the album is From Out of Nowhere. Let's go next to another veteran artist, Bob Dylan, another installment in the Bootleg series. This is volume 15, traveling through 1967 to 1969.
Love is a burning thing. It may for a fiery ring, born from a wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames, they went high, and it burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire, that ring of fire.
This is Bob Dylan from the Bootleg series, volume 15, traveling through 1967 to 1969. Obviously, this is the song Ring of Fire. Bootleg series started in 91. We're already up to volume 15. These are like demos and outtakes and rarities and whatnot from different periods. And this one covers a relatively short window of time when he was working with Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it comes from the era that produced the albums John Wesley Harding, Nashville Skyline, and Self Portrait. And, you know, so it's got outtakes from those records, and it's got some of these sessions with Johnny Cash. They spent some time in the studio, in part leading up to Dylan's appearance on the Johnny Cash Show.
Right.
And so you get a mix of these outtakes and treasures. I mean, how massive and important a catalog do you have to have where it's like, well, this is volume volume 15. Each one of these are basically box sets.
Yeah, they're massive.
And it still feels important. It's still worth listening to.
But this one offers, I think, a window into a really unique period of time that, like I said, was relatively short. You heard Bob Dylan doing the song that June Carter Cash wrote and Johnny Cash made famous. Let's hear another recording from this set. This is a mashup of Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right and Johnny Cash's Understand Your Man. This is a rehearsal tape from them from February of 1969.
Sing the first verse of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Sing it, one verse of it.
I love how Cash is directing him here, and that Dylan, it seems like Dylan's not quite sure, like, what, you want me to do my song, and you're going to do your song on top of my song? But it works so wonderfully.
First of all, these are beautiful recordings. I mean, these are studio recordings. Mm. But you're just hearing ideas develop in progress, and you're getting a feel for the personalities of these such iconic figures. When you're that big, you get dehumanized a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Dylan, who has this unknowable way about him, but is actually like an incredibly lively and alert and deeply involved person.
Yeah.
You know, and so it feels like a privilege to get to listen in on it.
Volume 15 of the bootleg series, Traveling Through 1967 to 1969, is the release from Bob Dylan. Let's go next to Miranda Lambert. She has a really incredible new record out called Wild Card. Miranda Lambert is the singer. Her album's Wild Card. The song is Holy Water. This is her seventh full-length album, and man, she really pushes herself in some nice directions on this
one. She really does. I mean, you listen to that song, and it is just a grease fire.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect, perfect way to describe it. I was imagining you're on the highway with the windows down, and everything feels great, but yeah.
Yeah, there's so much electricity and energy to this record. I mean, Miranda Lambert is a massively decorated country music superstar, and she has proven, I think, everything she needs to prove. And she's put out these records, some of which are reflecting on divorce and darkness. And this is such an out-the-other-side kind of record. She spent a bunch of time in New York and was really emboldened by her time there. And it really comes through in this music. It's, in a way, this record feels a little bit like a companion piece, a quieter companion piece to that Sturgill Simpson record from a few weeks ago, where it's got those like kind of ZZ Top, you know, kind of like hard-driving roots rock quality to it that's really well beyond what people think of as the boundaries of country music.
A lot of humor and heart on this record too, you know, songs about being true to who you are and loving yourself and each other no matter what. And some great lines too. There's a song called Mess With My Head where she sings, "You treat my mind like a hotel room, and I know why I gave the keys to you." Miranda Lambert is the singer. Her new album is called Wild Card. Let's do one more before the break. This is the legendary hip-hop duo Gangstar. They're back with a new album called One of the Best Yet. Speed.
I hate telling good people bad news. Word to God, if Big and Pac was still here, some of these weirdos wouldn't act so cavalier. We all know that the game has changed. It's crazy out here, rap's got a bad name. Think about it, what if Bling never happened and the true artists were getting rich from rapping? Word to God, some should give. Let's delete the politics so real hip-hop can live. Beef is what's up now, careers are getting shut down. The media wants something meaty. People are fucking greedy, music and culture is like a foreign language. You'd be better off staging a fake beef in Spanglish. Compadre, can you handle the whole weight? Ideal skills, watch them swallow your whole plate. You used to support your fam off of this. Now you can't even buy spam off of this.
This is Gangstar. The album is one of the best yet. This song is called Bad Name. Obviously a legendary hip-hop duo featuring DJ Premier and Guru. This is their first album in 16 years, and it comes nearly 10 years after Guru died of cancer. How did this one come together?
So Gangstar's last record, The Owners, came out in 2003, and then they kind of went their separate ways. You know, DJ Premier has become a massive Grammy-winning producer mogul who's worked with a ton of best-selling artists. Guru made a bunch of solo records, including four albums in a series called Jazzmatazz that were mixing up hip-hop and jazz. They ended up kind of going their separate ways, and when Guru died in 2010, you know, he left behind a trove of recordings, and DJ Premier clearly felt that there were loose ends that he wanted to tie up, and he really wanted to make a final record as a tribute to his friend, and apparently recorded this record, put this record together with Guru's ashes
right
in an urn on the console that he was working on, and has talked in interviews about feeling his presence in the room and really trying to capture his spirit.
Premier says that this was just a really incredibly emotional experience, and he felt very much like he was making music with Guru again. And I felt listening to this one that it felt kind of like a vital album to me, you know, not a collection of odds and ends that were stitched together for, you know, one last record, and a real labor of love, too. One of the Best Yet is the name of the album from Gangstar. All right, we still have a handful of albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey, and every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniel's, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on November 1st. We start the second half of our show off with a self-titled album from the singer Michael Kiwanuka. This is Michael Kiwanuka. His new album is called Kiwanuka, and this song we're hearing is called Rolling. This is his third album, and you know, I've always thought of him as a pretty straightforward singer-songwriter guy, and like so many artists we've heard this year, he really levels up on this one.
I agree completely. I mean, he put out a record in 2016 called Love and Hate that was getting into some of these Curtis Mayfield vibes
right
that you're picking up here. But this, as you said, it levels up. It takes this really big stylistic sprawl. He's working again with producers Inflow and Danger Mouse.
Right.
I just found it remarkable how expansive this sound is. You could just hear it even in that little clip that we just played.
Yeah, Michael Kiwanuka said that he wanted to be bold and he wanted to challenge himself, and I think he really pulled it off. I think this is the best album he's done. Michael Kiwanuka is the artist. His album, really a fantastic record, is called Kiwanuka. Let's go next to the folk pop group Vetiver. They have a new record called Up On High.
Freeway shit. Hard look hard.
This is Vetiver, the band Vetiver. Up On High is the record. The song we're hearing is called The Living End. This is a band originally from San Francisco, fronted by Andy Kabik. They've been putting music out a while, and honestly, after those first couple records, I kind of lost track of them, but really nice to reconnect with this one.
Yeah, I did too. Vetiver's been around since 2002. As you said, it's their seventh album. And, you know, they came up alongside a lot of like-minded bands like Fleet Foxes and The Shins and Blitz and Trapper, but also has a toe in that freak folk scene, you know, of like Devendra Banhart.
Right.
You know, so it's meeting in the middle and finding this very, especially on this record, finding this very warm and melancholy place that feels very, very comforting.
Their earlier work was a lot scruffier, I think, than this. This one's a bit more polished and produced, a little less folky. I like where they take it. A lot of searching and yearning, a lot of questioning and doubt on the record as well. I think Andy Kabik doesn't really come to any major conclusions on the record, but it seems to, like he's saying in part that the journey is the thing that's the most important part. Vetiver is the band. Up On High is the record. Let's go next to one of the most beautiful records I've heard this year. It comes from A Winged Victory for the Solon. The record is called The Undivided Five. This is A Winged Victory for the Solon. The album is called The Undivided Five, and the song we're listening to is The Slow Descent Has Begun. I don't know, maybe I've just needed it, but I've been listening to this album more than any other this week.
Yeah, I can listen to this band absolutely endlessly, and how do I know? Because I have. I love this kind of head-filling, orchestral, ambient, neoclassical music. A Winged Victory for the Solon is Dustin O'Halloran and Adam Wiltsy. Adam Wiltsy has also been a member of Stars of the Lid.
Right.
And my God, if you're sitting at a desk trying to concentrate, you need something to drown out to the den of Bob Boylan working nearby. Put on
every office has one of those guys.
Every office has one. They're always having concerts at their desk. Put on your headphones and listen to anything by Stars of the Lid, anything by A Winged Victory for the Sullen.
We played a little bit of The Slow Descent Has Begun, which is, you know, very languid, stretched out, tonal, ambient kind of piece. Let's hear a song called The Haunted Victorian Pencil, just to get a sense of the range on this. Which is a more melody-driven piece. That really reminds me of Erik Satie.
Right.
Really, really beautiful record. I think of Dustin O'Halloran and Adam Wiltsey in the same family as like Max Richter.
Absolutely.
Or Tim Hecker or Johan Johansson, who died last year. He was friends with the guys in A Winged Victory for the Sullen. And not long after his death, Dustin O'Halloran and Adam Wiltsey began working on this record. And then soon after that, O'Halloran learned that he was going to be expecting his first child. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot in this music about the circle of life, you know, a birth and death and even the afterlife. A Winged Victory for the Soul in the record is The Undivided Five. We still have one more that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but a handful of other notable releases that we want to mention. Starting with Kate LeBon and Bradford Cox. They've got a new EP together called Myths 004. Jeff Goldblum has a new record out called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. It's a duets album. It has Sharon Van Etten on it. R.E.M.'s The 25th Anniversary of Monster. Yeah, how did that happen? The 25th anniversary reissue of Monster. That album is out now as well from REM. And finally, Ty Siegel's Pigman Lives, Volume 1.
Finally!
Finally, a new record from Ty Siegel. I love Ty Siegel. I think he can do no wrong. Pigman Lives, Volume 1.
So many to get through. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
Has been around for 25 years. Got a new album, their first in almost 15 years. A new album of uplifting Hootie-style big choruses. That's called Imperfect Circle. Singer-songwriter I've loved for a very long time, Josh Rouse, has a holiday album called The Holiday Sounds of Josh Rouse. It's this very charming, lived-in holiday originals that kind of recall Paul Simon. Canadian singer-songwriter Leif Vollebeck has an album called New Ways. Sudan Archives, who was recently on All Songs Considered, really sleek pop and soul songs by a wonderful singer and violinist. Man, I could go on.
Well, we should mention the Highly Suspect album out. There's a new Highly Suspect record called MCID that's out now, and Cold War Kids have a new record called New Age Norms 1.
There's a group called Cup, Nels Klein and Yuka Honda from Cheapo Motto. They've got an album together called Spinning Creature. And a not very well-known band that I do highly recommend called Turnover has a new album called All Together. They make this kind of chimey, new wavy, really, really catchy rock songs. They were on the Austin 100 back in 2016, and they've got a terrific new record.
All those releases out now on November 1st, along with the last one that we want to play. This comes from Arla Marr. The album is called Surfacing.
Boys should never cry. Keep it all inside. Never cross that line. Boys should never cry.
Take and take, don't complain.
This is R. Lamar. The album is called Surfacing, and the song we're listening to is called Boys Should Never Cry. R. Lamar is spelled R.L.U.M.R., pronounced R. Lamar. Who is R. Lamar?
He's a singer-songwriter originally from Florida named Reggie Williams, who really came up organically, 100 million streams independently, largely due to a song from a few years ago called Frustrated, which was also on the Austin 100.
Yes,
you know, progressive R&B singer with this absolutely gorgeous falsetto, but he doesn't lean on that falsetto exclusively. This is an album all about self-discovery and vulnerability. You know, it's tempting to think of him as the next Khalid. Mm-hmm. Possibly because he might well be. I was really impressed with this record.
The top half of this record is so different from the second half. The top half almost reminded me at times of like almost like a less sinister or demented Billie Eilish. Here's a bit of the opening cut called Making a Choice.
Melatonin doesn't work anymore. Tired, wide on my back on the floor. Thinking thoughts I've never before. Analyzing shit that I should ignore. Everybody's gonna know you a fake. Make you think that you can be the pain. Waiting till you make a mistake. Express you as the fucking funny you play.
And when I first heard this, I thought, oh wow, this is gonna be kind of a crazy, sonically adventurous record. It settles down into more of a straight up R&B sound on the second half of the record, but really wonderful listen. R. Lamar is the artist, and his new album is called Surfacing. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, along with a whole bunch of other new tracks out this week in an expanded playlist, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with all the latest from NPR Music, including Tiny Desks, music news, special features, and more. Go to npr.org/music-newsletter. And for NPR and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.